The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, if it's going to happen, it's going to be up to me and you. How you doing, America? Good morning. Top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, if you want to send us an email, by all means, send me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Tell me, say, hey, Martinez, put me in the running for those free DVDs. We're going to be giving those out. They are the DVDs of The War Room, okay? And all you need to do is send me an email, and that'll get you in the running. Scott Burdick is at Mission Control. There with everything, you know, that's Minnesota, right?
Definitely. Hey, everything Minnesota.
Hey, how's
except for our politics.
Okay. And plus, you know, this the area and the state is still grieving over one prince as we hear more and more information as to what may have caused this deal. And, you know, we were talking about this the other day, Scott. It just seems that, you know, these celebrities that become so huge and you know, they entertain millions of people, and they tragically die by themselves. I mean, how ironic, huh?
Yeah. I guess I always assume that it's a whole different... It's a world that I'm not a part of, so yeah. I have no clue what
yeah,
they
but
go
I mean,
through and stuff
I mean,
like
you,
that.
But you'd have had him over for a beer. I mean, you'd have hung with him and said, hey, come on over, have a beer, just relax, you know, just be yourself. You know, and so many people are available, but sometimes, you know, when you get caught up in that world, it really prejudices your perspective, I guess.
I mean, obviously, if I got the chance to hang out with Prince and bring him over for a beer, I would jump at that opportunity.
Yeah.
And not as I'm trying to get something out of Prince. Unfortunately, I think there's a lot of people out there that want to take advantage of other people.
Mm.
They see everything, you know, it's not just a, wow, I had the opportunity to meet this person, that was really cool. They see it as a, what can this person give me?
Mm.
And I think that's it's something that that you see prevalent in the politics today.
Yeah.
Bernie is very popular. Why? Because, well, I don't want to pay my student loan, so he's going to give me free schooling.
Yeah.
And that's you're not doing something for the benefit of anybody else but yourself.
Exactly. Well, speaking of which, this is breaking news here that the State Department, if you can imagine this, missed its own target date last year for the establishment of a special unit to review Benghazi documents obtained by Fox News. This is incredible. I mean, again, we have to stop and consider the incompetence of our government. And this is what we're paying for, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, is it any wonder, you know, for Trey Gowdy and the committee, and of course you got us against them, you got Republicans against Democrats, instead of, hey, how about if we just try to figure out what the truth is? You know, what happened? If your true earnestness and desire is to get down to the truth so that it never happens again, quote unquote Hillary Clinton, then why aren't we getting to the truth, Scott? I mean, we're just...
That's just it. It shouldn't be you know, necessarily who's to blame. The question they should be answering is, what happened? Just tell us what happened. And then if somebody is to blame, if somebody is truly negligent in what they're supposed to do, well, then we deal with that at that time. But one side treats it as if it's a witch hunt, and the other side treats it as if it's, you know, that, you know, I need somebody to blame.
Right, exactly.
So well, it's the truth. The truth is what you need.
Hey, well, our buddy Chris Matthews got caught, huh? I guess another thrill up his leg. But this time it wasn't over Obama. At least this time. This one might make a little bit more sense.
Not the first guy getting caught doing it. It won't be the last.
No, not at all. Hey, well, you know, what does Donald Trump expect? You have a gorgeous wife. I mean, people are going to look a little bit. But Chris Matthews got another thrill up his leg, so to speak. And he was commenting on Melania Trump's runway walk. Oh, Chris, you're getting a beat like that crazy old uncle we've heard and talked about. This is Bill Martinez. It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up. Bruce Kaufman next right here.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's...
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. That's where it all sits, okay? With us right now, Bruce Kaufman, the one, the only, award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker. His work has appeared in magazines, newspapers nationwide, and he regularly lectures on a number of historic topics. If you are not signed up for his weekly subscriptions, let me tell you, do yourself a favor. They're entertaining. They're just very, you know, short and to the point. You know, his insight and his help in helping us remember history, lest we should forget. And so I'm going to start right off the bat, Bruce, and endorse you and say everyone listening to the show should be signed up for your weekly subscriptions.
Well, thank you, Bill. And they can do that very easily by going on my website. It's www.historylessons.net. That's one word, plural, historylessons.net. Then on the right-hand side, it says on the homepage, it says sign up for Bruce's writings, and you type in your name, your email address, and then you check off the three of my writings that you can choose. You can choose all three. Mm-hmm. On Monday, I send out a quote of the week. On Wednesday, I send out my newspaper syndicated history column on American and world history. On Friday, I send out my Thinking Out Loud column, which is my take on, you know, the public policy issues, politics that you and I talk about. So your listeners can choose one or all three, or anyone they want. On Monday, I send out quote of the week, Wednesday the column, and Friday the Thinking Out Loud. So they can pick one, they can pick all. I think they'll enjoy them. If they don't, they can always unsubscribe.
Yeah, but let me tell you, they are absolutely brilliant, and I look forward to mine. In fact, we're going to talk a little bit about the one you sent out today regarding Trump and his bucket of gum policies. But that will be discussed in just a moment. But, you know, I want to give honor where honor is due, and that is Mother's Day. We're 2016 this Sunday. It's Mother's Day. Hopefully you got your mother a card and you are prepared to pay her the honor that is due her. A lot has changed since you and I grew up, Bruce, you know, with the jobs and responsibilities of mothers today. As if they didn't take on a lot before. I think, you know, being, you know, that nucleus of, you know, raising families, you know, so many people have given, you know, their wives, men have given their wives credit for being the ones who, you know, raised the boys and, you know, did all those good positive things to keep the family together. But a lot has changed over the years since you and I were growing up when, you know, today we've got the, you know, both mom and dad working. And so on top of still trying to hold the family together, you know, she's out there bringing home some bacon, too, huh?
Yeah, that's absolutely the case. That was certainly the case with my wife. She was a school teacher for quite some time and has been, I would say, the foundation of this family. I try to be a good dad, but we all look to my wife. She's the mom. She's the foundation of the family. My two daughters adore her, and I'm looking forward to celebrating Mother's Day with her to thank her for being such a wonderful wife and mom. But also, as you point out, she was kind of a co-breadwinner for quite some number of years, so she was juggling a lot of balls and did a wonderful job on that, and I know that there are so many, many moms out there across the country who have had the same challenge and have met it very successfully.
Well, I thought it was very smart on your part to tell her that she had to keep you in the manner to which you'd grown accustomed, or that you wanted to grow accustomed to, you know, so I thought that was good that you did that up front. And maybe she thought you were kidding. No, of course I jest, you know, but hey, it's all good fun. But yes, we honor our mothers 2016 style, and boy, they've taken on major roles, and it has been amazing what has happened in our lifetime, Bruce. You know, the duties and responsibilities that mom have taken on, and they are truly the CEOs of the household, aren't they?
Absolutely. In my case, absolutely, 100%. Yeah, well, CEO, COO,
yes, right.
You name it.
Yeah, exactly. El jefe. You know, that's what they're the boss sometimes. You know, well, yep. I say sometimes because she's not here right now. I can say that. Otherwise, I know she'd be looking at me. So, have a happy Mother's Day, moms. You deserve it, and we just wish you all the best. You know, and may it be a special day for you of family and a picnic and a special commemoration and celebration for all the good things that you do for us, and not just on Mother's Day, but every day of the year, right, Bruce?
Absolutely. 365 days out of the year. Well, yeah. 366 on leap year.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Hey, well, speaking of one Donald Trump, you were talking about, and I had to chuckle a bit because it is kind of comical when you think about Donald Trump and policies. And policy stuff, as you put it, it really exposes the underbelly and lack of experience. I mean, he is the typical CEO who's got the power, he's got the charm and influence for the most part. And as most CEOs go, they'll wing it a lot of times. They'll figure it out as they're dealing with it. The only thing is, it's very awkward when you start talking about foreign policy and some of these significant issues, and he's in wing mode. And I know some might say wing nut mode, but no, he's in wing mode. Let's leave it at that. And so when I was reading your article this morning about, you know, when he gets caught talking about things that he's really not good at least now he finds a way to obfuscate. I don't know if he went to political obfuscate school or something, or maybe he took an internet class or something, but he seems to be getting better at that as opposed to, you know, coming up with some of the goofy things that he said early on in the campaign.
Yeah, he is. He's getting some advice from his advisors. The thing that I find really interesting, Bill, we're talking about I was thinking about this morning, actually. In my memory, I can't remember and let's face it, Donald Trump is going to be the presumptive nominee of the Republican Party, and Hillary Clinton will be the nominee of the Democratic Party. So we're going to have the Trump-Clinton presidential campaign. I can't think of two candidates on both sides of the fence in recent memory, maybe even in history, that neither of them have any core convictions.
Right.
Okay? Neither Hillary nor Donald Trump has a core conviction in any sense of the word. And it occurred to me that in Trump's case, and this is just my opinion, the reason Trump has no core convictions is because he sort of lacks the intellectual capacity to form core convictions. I don't think the guy has the experience. I'm not even sure he has the brain power to actually form them. In Hillary's case, however, it's different. To her, having no core convictions is good politics. Okay, again, both of them, both Trump and Hillary, they've been before something and then they're against it. Trump was for abortion, then he was against it. Trump, you know, he actually advocated a single-payer health care plan, which is more liberal than Obamacare. Mm-hmm. The guy goes all over the map. Hillary, okay, was before traditional marriage until polls showed that a lot of Democrats believed in gay marriage, so Hillary became gay marriage. Hillary was for the transatlantic trade agreement. She worked on that agreement. She called it the gold standard. Then she was told, or realized looking at polls, that a core Democratic constituency, unions and union workers, thought that that was going to cost them jobs. So now she's against it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Hillary, okay? It strikes me with Hillary that she the way she campaigns, she doesn't tell anybody who she is. She campaigns to make sure everybody who she is not. She is not that crazy socialist Bernie Sanders. She is not that right-wing troglodyte dinosaur Ted Cruz. She is not that dangerous clown Donald Trump. That allows her, okay, to project onto her followers whatever they want her to be.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay, in their minds, she
Bruce,
becomes exactly
stay,
what they
stay,
want her
stay
to
right
be.
There. We're going to pick it up on the other side of the break. Bruce Kaufman, more with him on Bill Martinez Live. Stay with us.
This report is brought to you by Welltower. Every 66 seconds, someone is diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. It's the sixth leading cause of death in America and cannot be prevented or cured. The human and financial toll is devastating. On May 6th, the Alzheimer's Association is hosting its Brain Ball. Influential leaders will come together to raise awareness of this disease and raise funds for cutting-edge research and critical support services for individuals and their caregivers. Tom DeRosa, CEO of Welltower, the national honoree at this year's Brain Ball.
There is currently no cure for Alzheimer's, which is why it's so important to offer care to those with Alzheimer's and support for their families. This should be a national priority. On behalf of Welltower and our partners, I ask you to support the Alzheimer's Association, which is working hard every day to fight this terrible disease.
For more information, visit ALZ.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At Bill Martinez Live, we have a healthy body blood sugar pack focusing on structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 855-305-8326. That's 855-305-8326.
I know a place where we can go to lay the troubles down, meeting your soul. I know a place where mercy flows. Take the things, make you.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Let's go. Hey, welcome. Welcome back, America. Our favorite historian, Bruce Kaufman. Yes, Bruce Kaufman, the one, the only, is with us. 19 after the top of the hour right now. Bruce, we were talking before we went to break that, the importance of the people, particularly our candidates, having core values, those values that they're willing to fall on their sword over. But here we have two candidates, as you clearly pointed out, in Trump and Hillary, who are the classic CEO types. And one of the attributes that can be very frustrating for people who've been around CEOs is they have such a disdain for being wrong that they'll do everything they can to avoid that possibility. Hence, you've got this this avoidance of positions, you know, being laid out by Hillary. I mean, Hillary is, I mean, you talk about some, I mean, she's a politician. She's been around this business for a long time, and she's taken plausible deniability and this obfuscation to a whole new art form. I mean, she's a 10-degree black belt when it comes to deception.
Yes, she absolutely is. And, you know, talking about CEOs, there are good CEOs and there are bad CEOs. And to me, and be the historian that I am, the greatest CEO we've ever had was George Washington. Mm-hmm. And here's why, all right? Because George Washington had enough self-confidence, okay, not ego, but self-confidence, to understand that there were things that he knew, there were things that he didn't know, and he knew the people who knew the things that he didn't know, and he listened to them. When Washington was commander-in-chief of the Continental Army during the American Revolution, his staff meetings were freewheeling affairs. He encouraged every one of his advisors to tell him what they thought we should do. When he was in the White House, well, it wasn't the White House then, but when he was the president, he encouraged his cabinet, Thomas Jefferson, Alexander Hamilton, all of these guys, to express their opinions, okay? Give him the contradictory opinions. Tell him what you think. And then he would decide, okay, he would make the final decision. But he would delegate, and he would ask for advice, and then he, being the CEO, would make the final decision. That's something I'm not expecting from either Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump.
Well, you know, a little bit like that was Abraham Lincoln as well. I mean, he had quite... In some regards, you know, you look back historically, his cabinet was a bit adversarial. And at times people would say, well, he would ask them their opinion. They'd give their opinion and he would just choose the opposite.
He would.
And took no regard. I mean, and it wasn't like he was just trying to be, you know, contrarian. I mean, he saw it differently.
Yeah, he did. But that's where Hillary Clinton, and since they have no core convictions, okay, mm-hmm. There's no way, I mean, so you're not going to listen to, I mean, you might listen to advice, but I don't know. He's got ego and core convictions are two different things. Mm-hmm. Both of them have tremendous egos. You and I have talked about this before. Trump keeps saying, okay, what I don't know, because he keeps being exposed as being ignorant about so many issues. His answer is always, well, I'm going to hire the smartest guys and they're going to advise me. But I don't see Trump listening to that advice because of his ego. He has ego as opposed to core convictions, and I don't see him listening to advice, especially when it's contrary to advice to whatever his preconceived notions are about an issue.
Bruce, looking ahead here, immigration issues, the threat of a nuclear Iran, ISIS still on the stage, threats not only existential, now domestically, because of what's happened in the last two decades with our foreign policy, our glut and desire for increasing our budget. By the time President Obama leaves office, we'll probably be close to 21, if not at $21 trillion in debt. You know, it is not going to be a free ride here. We've got pain ahead. And we're going to need somebody like you talked about, who can help us get through those tough decisions, because we're going to have to cinch, you know, pull up our belt a little bit. We're going to have to, take some hits in terms of adjustments if we're going to really be serious about this budget. But the other thing is that, we could have war in the offing here.
Well, we could. And that's why, in some ways, I'm disappointed in some ways that Ted Cruz will not be the nominee. Given the two choices, I would have picked Cruz. A lot of people say Cruz's problem is that no one likes the guy. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure it wouldn't be a good idea to have as the president in facing the challenges that we face somebody who doesn't care whether he's liked or not, because that person will make those tough kinds of decisions. I expected Cruz, had he become president, would be making the kind of decisions, not worrying about whether he's liked or not. And I have a feeling that, in my opinion, We might need somebody like that in the president in the White House over the next 8 years, given the challenges, given the threats that you've just described. And
well,
Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton will have that kind of courage, that kind of I don't care whether this is a popular decision. I think this is the right decision.
Yeah, and don't you find it ironic the very people that don't and didn't like Ted Cruz are the very people that most of the populace is ticked off at because these guys have stolen our government.
Yeah, absolutely.
So why would we be concerned if they like him or not? I mean, you know, we should be thankful in some cases that they don't like him because, you know, they're threatened. I mean, right now, they're especially threatened by one Donald Trump because on the outside, it looks like he's going to come in. He's going to turn some tables upside down. That's going to tick off a lot of people.
It is going to tick off a lot of people. But also, talking about all the threats that you just talked about, okay, Donald Trump, the three things that Donald Trump is known for in my mind is that he's a nativist, that he's a protectionist, and that he's an isolationist. That's just what we need in the next 8 years, a guy who will tick off everybody but basically white guys afraid of that they're going to be soon out of a job or whites afraid that they're going to be out of a job. Protectionism, so we're going to raise tariffs on Chinese imports by 45%, meaning the cost of Chinese goods is going to go up about 45%. Isolationism, though that's a terrific foreign policy given what's going on in the Middle East today. This is the Donald Trump. This is the Donald Trump, at least this is what he's campaigning on. Nativism, protectionism, and isolationism, the last three things that we need in this country over the next 8 years.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if anything, although it's interesting, I mean, he's already had kind of an off-the-record conversation with one Putin, and they seem to have some, you know, some respect for each other as opposed to how Putin feels about the current administration and particularly one Barack Obama. So that could adjust some things. I think the idea that possibly Trump, will embrace the concept of Ronald Reagan's idea that you have peace through strength. He says we're going to have the strongest military that we've ever had. Well, that's good that you're going to have a big pistola, but we also got to be prepared to know when to use it and how to.
Yeah, and I'm not sure that that's going to happen with this guy. And also, just to be a little bit contrarian there on you, I think that there's a real good chance that the reason Putin and Trump are getting along so well is because Putin thinks Trump is going to be his lapdog over the next 8 years. I might be wrong about that.
Well, I got to tell you personally, and I don't know Donald Trump. We haven't done, lattes together. I don't know that Donald Trump would be anybody's lapdog because I think that, when push comes to shove and, as he says, he's a counterpuncher. If something happens here, I mean, he's already told Putin in so many words that he better control his jet cowboys that are running close to our ships out there.
I hope that you might be right, Bill. I definitely hope that'll be the case. That'll be one pleasant surprise on my part to Donald Trump. No question.
Well, Bruce, you and I were talking about the exit polls, and they're quite revealing about the GOP in general. And I even say it's the Democrats as well, the Democratic voters. And I think this is why they're looking at Donald Trump in a way, because they're tired with business as usual. But the big frustration among the GOP and conservative constituency is they feel betrayed after all that they did. They gave Republicans the House, the Senate, and they did nothing.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I mean, exit polls during the primaries, last November, we recaptured the Senate, the most members of the House since, I think, the 1920s. And the reason that happened is because the Republican candidates were saying, vote for us so that we can stop these Obama policies that are going on. We're going to repeal Obamacare. We're going to lower taxes. We're going to reassert our foreign policy. None of those things have happened. And so when the voters went to the polls during this election, they were sampled afterwards, and there's 60% of them saying, yes, we feel betrayed. We feel that the GOP people, the Republicans we put into office in the last election, have not kept their promises.
Exactly.
So that's
well, Bruce,
the problem.
Hopefully in this next election we can send some reinforcements to help the conservative caucus because they need help, God willing. Bruce Kaufman, I'm Bill Martinez live. It's 28 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
This report is brought to you by Capital One. According to the Capital One Rewards Barometer, nearly 1 in 4 rewards cardholders say it's difficult to determine the value of their earnings. Our lives are busy enough. Do you really want a credit card that makes things more complicated? Instead, look for a straightforward card that makes life easier and saves money. Then you'll have time to enjoy its benefits. Capital One has your back, with products and tools that work together to create an effortless experience. For instance, the Quicksilver card from Capital One has a flat 1.5% earn rate, with no limits or expiration dates, and no foreign transaction fees. It's easy to use and comes with additional perks like the Capital One wallet that makes it easy to stay organized on the go. And Second Look, which proactively flags potentially mistaken or unexpected charges. Don't complicate your life. Instead, find a card that makes it easier. For more information on Quicksilver and other Capital One products and tools, visit www.capitalone.com. That's www.capitalone.com. I'm Cecilia Salguera.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Have you ever wondered why the medical system prescribes ingredients used in killing small rodents to thin blood? You know, I look at some people on this stuff, and they're more bruised than a boxer in the 12th round of a 10-round fight, you know what I mean? Careful with green vegetables. They must know best. Side effects include bleeding from the gums after you brush your teeth, swelling or pain at an injection site, diarrhea, vomiting, or inability to eat for more than 24 hours, fever, severe bleeding, including heavier than normal menstrual bleeding, red or brown urine, black or bloody stools, severe headache or stomach pain, joint pain, discomfort, or swelling, especially after an injury, vomiting of blood or material that looks like coffee grounds, bruising that develops without an injury, you remember? Well, dizziness or weakness on top of that, and even death or skin tissue or necrosis. Well, here at Bill Martinez Live, we support the structure function of blood with EFA. Plus, find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live.
Love me, loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges. All your perfect.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here on over 275 now. We keep continuing to expand, which is always good. 275 affiliates and markets for you to be in touch with Bill Martinez Live around the world via shortwave as well on WWCR, our affiliate out of Nashville, Tennessee. With us right now, the one and only Steve Moore. He is one and only. And we're here to talk about Hillary Clinton and the death of American coal. Steve, of course, is the Heritage Foundation's chief economist, American economic writer, and policy analyst who founded and served as president of the Club for Growth from 1999 to 2004. Steve, we probably have more of an update on that. This might be an old intro. Is that right?
Well, that's pretty up to date. And by the way, congratulations on being, and Bill, on being on so many stations around the country. I remember when I knew you before you were so famous.
I think it was Infamous or something. I don't know. Maybe
right.
I want to be like you when I grow up, Steve. I mean, you know, that's what this is all about. Well, Hillary on her tour, you know, she goes into the Appalachia and she's confronted by a former coal miner who wanted to speak for all the other coal miners, Bo Copley. Had some sharp questions for the former Secretary of State and want to be president of the country.
It was unbelievable. You know, I've been in politics for 25 years, and I've never seen an American politician say something so arrogant and elitist and really vile. She basically said, you know, if I'm president, I'm going to put tens and tens of thousands of coal miners out of business. And, you know, I'm going to put the coal industry out of business. And, you know, this country was largely built on coal.
Exactly.
She doesn't understand that. But It was an amazing thing, and it would be incredible if anyone in the states of Pennsylvania or Illinois or Ohio or West Virginia or Wyoming, the coal states of America, she's told you what she's going to do, folks. She's going to put you out of a job, and she's proud of it.
And she says they took me out of context.
This is the other problem for Hillary, of course, is she speaks out of both sides of her mouth. So when she speaks to her millionaire and billionaire environmentalist friends, she says one thing, and then when she's, in Appalachia, she says another. But I think we all know what she really meant, and she meant what she said. I'm going to put... And by the way, it's just an extension, as you know, Bill, on what Obama has done. Obama's already put tens of thousands of coal miners out of work, so Hillary's just going to finish up the job because there are still, a few left.
Well, as you pointed out, Steve, 31,000 coal mining, trucking, engineering, and construction jobs, extinct now.
I have a book coming out on this whole subject next month called Fueling Freedom, about how we have this amazing opportunity now to be the number one energy producer in the world. And exporting this stuff, Bill, exporting our coal and our natural gas and our oil, and then having to import energy. And all we have to do is use our... resources, our natural resources, which are super abundant in this country. And Hillary doesn't want to do that. Obama doesn't want to do that. Al Gore doesn't want to do that. The liberals believe that somehow we're going to be able to provide enough electricity for our, many, many industries and for our $18 trillion industrial economy with windmills. I mean, it is really one of the stupidest thing I've ever seen. I mean, I'm not against windmills, and in some places probably windmills make sense if you live in North Dakota or if you live in the plains of Texas where you get heavy winds. Yeah, use windmills, but for the rest of the country, we're not going to be using windmills for our energy. So we need to use our fossil fuels, our natural gas and our coal. And by the way, we also need to use nuclear power. Nuclear is a very clean and efficient way to get energy, and it doesn't emit any greenhouse gases.
Yeah, you talk about windmills, and I picture Barack Obama on a donkey like Don Quixote. What do you think?
Yeah, that's a pretty good metaphor there, because in our book, what we point out, and this is a chapter of history that isn't really well known, that the Industrial Revolution, everyone knows that was the great leap forward in terms of human living standards out of the Middle Ages and the Dark Ages, when we started using modern manufacturing, industry started developing. We developed steel, and we started producing all sorts of other products, cars and things like that, this was the era of modern machinery. So most everyone knows that. But what they don't know is that what made that Industrial Revolution possible was coal.
Exactly.
Coal was the backbone of the Industrial Revolution because that's how they provided enough electricity to create the modern era. And so as we point out in our book, these crazy greens out there, they're saying, let's go back to pre-industrial age energy, because they used energy in the Middle Ages. I mean, they used windmills in the Middle Ages. They're just not a very efficient and scalable form of energy.
Exactly. Well, how quick some would want to neglect history, Steve, at a great expense, and especially as progressives who tell you out of one side of their mouth, they're so concerned for the poor. And we know American coal is so cheap because of American coal, as you decided. America has led the way throughout the world. And here we have the opportunity to lead the world into a new energy and cheaper availability and complex in terms of a vision, a world vision, and it's being thwarted.
Yeah, it's sad because this is a conflict of two visions. I do believe this election coming up between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton is going to be one of the most important elections in the last 30 years. And it's because, Hillary is in the, has been captured by, we're all for clean air and clean water. And as we get richer, we clean our air and water more than any other country ever has. But the radical green movement is not about clean air and clean water. It's about shutting down industries. It's about it's almost a religion, in my opinion, among the more radical environmentalists. And So that's one vision of let's shut down our industry. And the other vision is let's become the number one energy producer in the world. And not only would that do dramatic things for our economy, I mean, we're talking about millions of jobs, engineers and scientists and every, you know, industrial workers who are members of unions, whether they're pipe fitters or construction workers or they're truckers. We could really rebuild our industrial base with this energy revolution. But the other thing is, think, Bill, about what this means for our national security.
Exactly.
If we didn't have to import oil from, you know, Saudi Arabia, if we didn't, if the rest of the world weren't dependent on places like Russia for natural gas, instead of, if we were selling the stuff rather than buying it, it takes away the power of the terrorists who are trying to kill us.
Without a doubt. And what impact would it have on the GDP and our budget and our deficit right now, Steve?
So I estimate that if we were to go all in producing our energy resources, we could increase our GDP by 1 percentage point a year. Now, Bill, that may not seem like a lot to people, you know, what's 1%? But that means instead of growing at 2%, which is what we've done under Obama, we just by having a pro-America energy policy moved to 3%. Now, then you add tax reform and, you know, repealing some of Obamacare regulations and getting some of the other regulations off businesses back. That means we go from 2 to 4%. And you go to 2 to 4%, you're talking about millions and millions of new jobs. You're talking about the end of flat wages and salaries where workers start to get big pay raises. That's the way to do it. So this is a huge economic motivator, and it's an engine of growth, our energy resources.
Are you talking about another industrial revolution here?
Well, you know, it's interesting because we are living through the second revolution. You know, I gave you your little the little history lesson of the Industrial Revolution, right, which was the first huge, huge advance in human productivity and improvement in living standards. The second big revolution has been what we call the digital age. And the digital age started, what, 20 years ago? So we're at the very first stages of this where we all have iPhones and, you know, all sorts of electronic gadgets. And the point of this is that so much of our industry is now improved dramatically by digital technologies.
Exactly.
And what's interesting is that the drilling techniques that we're using in the United States now, things like horizontal drilling, things like fracking, which, by the way, is a good thing, not a bad thing, those are driven by new technologies that are digital in nature. And we're able to drill with much, much less of a environmental footprint than, you know, we used to. You know, 100 years ago, people said, well, we shouldn't frack. And I said, do you know how they used to do fracking 100 years ago? They'd dump nitroglycerin down these wells and they blow them up.
Exactly.
Now they're drilling these precision holes in the ground to get at the oil.
Steve, 15 seconds left, real quick. We know where Hillary stands on this, but does Donald Trump get this?
Yeah, he does. He's pro-American energy development. Use everything we got.
There he is. Steve Moore, Heritage Foundation's chief economist on Bill Martinez Live. Always, Steve, good to have you with us. Thank you, buddy.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Get the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
Going on now at Guitar Center, it's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Pursue your tone with an Ibanez Acoustic Electric, just $159. Play it loud with an MXR distortion pedal, just $34. Or strike a chord with Martin Acoustic Strings, buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center this weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon, in-store and online.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At Bill Martinez Live, we should change Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. That's 855-305-8326.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It's Bill Martinez Live.
You're gonna say when you meet your grandmother.
What is this, Abuela?
Very good, very good.
What are you going to say, Mommy?
Oh, bonus dies, Maybe.
Bonus dies, Maybe. It's buenos dias, madre.
I don't think that's very nice, making fun of my Spanish.
Well, you've been making fun of my English for 15 years.
What's different? Spanish is a foreign language.
Well, English is a foreign language to me.
Well, the way you speak it, it is to me, too.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, little Lucy remembrance here. Time for the Lucy girl, the one, the only Lauren Kitchen Steward with us as we live life with Lauren. How you doing, lady?
I'm doing good. Speaking of Spanish, how do you say Happy Mother's Day in Spanish? You have.
Why were you going to, why would you say that? You say Happy Mother's Day in Spanish. I know it. I'll tell you in just a minute here before we get there. But it is Mother's Day. And of course...
You're just stalling because you don't know.
I am stalling. I am stalling because it wasn't... You got me by surprise. I mean, at least I gave you a warning about the other stuff, and then you catch me by surprise. See, this is the thing, and this is embarrassing that you got
me
like this.
He's telling the producer, he's like, go Google it. Go Google it.
I actually know this one. I'll help you guys out.
Okay, all right. The Minnesota Prince Boy knows it. Okay, let's go.
Feliz Dia de la Madre.
De la Madre, yes, see. There it is. Okay, huh? What do you like it? So,
Muy bien, muy bien.
I'll tell you, all the Mexicans, man, here it was, Cinco de Mayo yesterday, and you even had a churro and a Corona yesterday, and we still can't get this right, can we?
Yeah, right.
I know.
We just lost them. They just turned the dial.
I know. These knuckleheads, they know nothing. I think we'll just go in and tune in to Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. We probably get more out of them than we do these two knuckleheads.
Lord, I hope not. I hope not.
Well, anyway, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and I know Shani's got all kinds of good things. As long as you keep her out of the infirmary and keep her out of these long movies that you send her to at night.
I know. I can't believe it. My husband and our sons decided they wanted to see Captain America. And I was going to see it, but ended up doing a puppy rescue. I don't know if y'all know, I'm like a dog freak. And so we walked outside, and there are three puppies in our front yard. And I told my husband,
three?
I'm like, you go. Three. And they were so adorable. He goes, don't even think about it. I'm like, y'all go to the movie. I'll handle this. And so at 9:30, I'm like, I text him. I'm like, where are you guys? He said, the movie is still going on. It started at 7.
Oh, wow.
And we have our six-year-old out at the movie. So this morning she's like, Mom, the movie was too long. I'm like, get up.
The teacher's going to call you and say, would you come and get your sleepyhead daughter? What was she doing? Like, don't ask.
I know. Don't ask. Because I'm like, what was Captain America rated? I am a good parent most days.
Yeah, we don't even know how to say Happy Mother's Day in Spanish, and we keep our daughters up till all hours of the night watching nondescript, non-rated movie. I think it's PG is what it is, isn't it, Scott? Scott's checking.
Don't answer that if the answer's not right.
Yeah, really. Yeah, we're already in trouble as it is. All right, so the puppies got rescued.
I bought my own present, and I told Robin, I saw this little bracelet, little cheap bracelet I loved. I'm like, y'all just give me this for Mother's Day. So I've already bought my present, so at least I'm covered in that regard.
So
the puppies ended up, they were adorable. They were so cute. We put them in the backyard, but I didn't want my dogs to hurt them, so I wasn't letting my dogs out, and I was thinking, what am I going to do? I didn't want them to take them to the shelter. I was trying to go on Facebook and see if they were anybody's or if I could find a foster for them. And I went outside, and they had dug out. And there were no holes. My father and I went around the whole fence. There was not one hole. So
they rescued themselves?
Dad and I found them later out frolicking on a hill. And we're like, well, we'll just check on them tomorrow and see if they're still there. I mean, they seem like they were having fun. We're in Mississippi. So it's not, the laws aren't quite as strict,
California. So what does Mississippi have, coyotes with no teeth or something? Is that what you're telling me or what?
Well, they're just, they can roam, and it's not like when we lived in California, I never saw one stray dog. Here, they're everywhere.
Wow.
And so we're going to end up checking on them. But we can't take any more. I mean, I'm not allowed to say how many we have, but I just think
it's a plethora. It's a plethora.
That's right.
That's what it is. Exactly.
But we're on lockdown. No more.
Okay. All right. Well, I understand. Well, we'll I can appreciate where Robin's coming from on that. That's lots of dogs, let me tell you. I want to talk about National Day of Prayer. It was yesterday, Cinco de Mayo, National Day of Prayer, real special day. And, of course, we're giving away DVDs of the movie War Room. And all people have to do is send me an email, and we put them into HAPA, and we pull their name out, and they get a free DVD of War Room. And
I have to tell you, that movie was so wonderful. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but
that
movie changed my life. Like, I've been a Christian since I was 7. Knew the value of prayer, and I do pray often, but that movie changed me to the core. And taught me the power of going into your prayer room and really praying about everything in your life and writing down what your prayer requests are and then putting them on the wall and then coming back and seeing the faithful hand of the Lord answering prayer after prayer after prayer. And to know that if we'll just press in, answers are coming. If we just press in, victory is on the way. Everyone out there needs to see that movie. Even my husband loved it, and he's looking at me during the movie going, you're watching this, aren't you? I'm watching, wanting me to be the prayer warrior that I need to be for my family.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you hear Miss Clara cry out to God, raise him up, Lord, and every time I hear that, it just puts chills up and down, and you just join in that prayer and that request, that she's putting before the Lord. That and if ever we needed somebody to be raised up, it is today. In fact, for those of you that happened to miss it, we've got a highlight for you. Dr. Tony Evans was on with us a couple of weeks ago, and here is the official National Day of Prayer. If you missed it yesterday, it's okay if we're a little bit of a day late, but God's grace and mercy makes up the difference. But here's Dr. Tony Evans with the official National Day of Prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today as a humble people, desperate for your supernatural intervention on behalf of our beloved nation. First, we thank you for all the blessings you have bestowed on our land, blessings that have allowed us to bring so much good and benefit to not only our own citizens, but also to the rest of the world. The very ideals upon which this country was founded were based on biblical truths, no matter how some try to rewrite history to deny that very fact today. This is why our hearts are so broken over how you continue to be marginalized and dismissed by both our people and our institutions. We also are saddened by the fact that your people have contributed greatly to the spiritual apathy that now engulfs us. Our satisfaction in remaining religious without being fully committed to living out the truths of your word has caused us to become co-conspirators with the forces of evil that are destroying us as a society. It is for this reason that we personally and collectively repent of our carnality and recommit ourselves to becoming visible and verbal disciples of Jesus Christ. Enable us, by your Spirit, to no longer be secret agent Christians, but rather to publicly declare and live out your truth in a spirit of love so that you feel welcome in our country once again. Thank you for your promise to hear our prayers when we call to you with hearts of repentance and obedience, which is how we are appealing to you today. Father, on behalf of your church, we affirm afresh the priority you are to us, that you would fill every dimension of our lives as we seek to bring you glory through the advancement of your kingdom in our personal lives, our families, and in the lives of our churches and our government leaders. We confidently invite heaven's intervention into all the affairs of our nation, and we praise you in advance for your answer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Dr. Tony Evans, what a powerful prayer, huh? Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, you just say, Lord, raise us up, Lord. Raise us up that we can be in tune with your plan and purpose. And we see this country with, you know, seemingly a lot of chaos these days, particularly when it comes to the elections. You and I were talking about this earlier about Hillary Clinton and the statement she made about the coal miners. I mean, and then she wanted to back it off in a big way. But, Bo, who's kind of like, the modern day Joe the mm-hmm. plumber there for the coal miners, held her feet to the fire, didn't he?
Well, he was weeping. I mean, it really did touch my heart, especially because she was so resolute when she was at the town hall meeting about, we're going to put the coal miners out of business. It wasn't like that she was fumbling for words. I mean, that mm-hmm. is what she said. And then to be meeting with this coal miner who's weeping, saying, this is what we do for a living. And, you know, we're not feeling like you're caring about us right now. We're not feeling like you're our friend. And mm-hmm. she's like, oh, Bo, I'm so sorry, because it was taken out of context. You know, that's not, everything with her is taken out of context.
Right.
And I mean, that was bewildering, but I'm hoping that people will see those clips back to back. And I yesterday, Newt Gingrich was talking, and he's like, you know, I'm not sure, you know, from day to day, which one of the 75 personalities of Hillary Clinton that we're seeing.
Only 75?
Only right. 75.
Yeah.
At least
yeah.
with Donald Trump, you know what you're getting.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't make any bones about who he is. But,
yeah.
you know, if he said that, he would come back and say, yes, I said that, and this is why I said it.
Exactly. Well, and bless Bo's heart and everybody else, you know, that has a job, wants a job, and that is they just want to be productive. They want to do right by their family. This has been a tradition, and unfortunately, coal has been politicized. And it been greatly misunderstood and misinterpreted. But thank God for people like Bo that are willing to stand up for that which is true and right. Lauren Kitchens, the Lucy girl. Hey, Lauren, it's always good to have you with us. Lauren Kitchens Stewart, say hi to the family.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Everybody.
Give Shannon girl a big hug for me, okay?
Get Mona a present. Don't forget.
All right. Yeah, of course. Thank you for reminding me. I almost forgot. All right. Say goodnight, Lucy.
In Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims, we just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold.